כיוויום הזה יחפ עליכם לתאר אסכם מכל חטאיכם לפני השם תתארו. אם כיפד איזה חייב תדעו תשובה, learn from לפני השם תתארו. Even though all year round is also chiyuv tshuva, the Rishonim speak about the different inyanim of tshuva all year versus Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is more siyata d'shmaya. There's more of a tain at a person if he doesn't do tshuva. It's different. I find him of understanding the difference between the two. I like to be oimid on an ekuda that is be'etzim merumes in the pasuk. In the lashon used, the concept of tuma and tahara in the psukim of Torah is used almost exclusively for tuma and tahara in the sense of the halachas of tuma and tahara. The neviim are replete with psukim that express all the different Averis, Akhlais, Ados, Ketumas, Hanida, and Vetatas, Eschem, Koltumos, Sechem, and so on. All sorts of many, many psukim in Navi that refer to Averis as Tuma. In the Torah, there's only one place that refers specifically to Averis Tuma, and that is by Yaakov Avinu. It says, Vayom Yaakov al Basil Kal Shaimoi, Hasiris Alehe, Anecha, Shabasechem, Vehi Toharu, Vachlifus, Namasechem. So by Avodah Zarah specifically, we have Tuma once mentioned. Even though you have by an Eish Ish, Rosh Mizana, you have Vinitma. Over there, Vinitma means she becomes Asa Terebal. It's more to halacha that's chal on her. Echas Lebal, Echas Leboil. But here, the description of Avera as an Avera is what's described as Tuma. And it's the only place in the Torah, except for Yom Kippur, that it's described is by Avodah Zarah, by Yaakov Avinu. It's interesting to note that there is a takon of Chazal that Avodah Zarah is mitame kemeis. The Gemara is actually Meir Chalat with Psukim. It seems as if it's something that b'miuchad shayach, the world of Tum is b'miuchad shayach to Avodah Zarah. It's so unique that Rabbeinu Bechaya says on that pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, he says, "Vitaru limetcha kosev ki oven kori tumor uksiv v'gidlule mitzrayim al titamo umish oizev ob nikr tohar." Then Bechaya says, this pasuk reveals us that there's a dimension of tumentaira that refers to doing averis and doing tshuva. And the only pasuk in the Torah that he brings is the pasuk v'kocha tasechem v'Hashem titoru. The other psukim that he brings are all from Yeshua, Tehillim, and so on. So also you see clearly that it's only the only place we find it is by the tshuva of Yom Kippur. So that means there's going to be another dimension. The inyan of tshuva and Yom Kippur carries itself another dimension of what we call tshuva that specifically is defined by Tara. What exactly is Tara? What exactly is the this nekuda of Tara that we're talking about? So the Ramchal in Mesil Sesharim defines the mid of Tahara. The Mesil Sesharim is built on a ladder, and it goes from Zahiris and Zerizis and Nikias and so on. Those are all levels of how far away a person is from Averis and how close he is to Mitzvahs and Takash Baruch Hu. And after Precious comes the Midah of Tahara. Now, Precious means the person's Maisim are absolutely perfect. Nikias has sort of cleaned out all his maisim from any possible problems, and Precious has put a safety ring around his maisim. So what is Tahara? So the Ramchal says, Atara hi tikun haleva machshavos. it's been misaken the heart machshavas. V'zeh aloshem etzanu etzal David sh'omal leiv tohar b'roleh lekim. And we find it by David HaMelech, it says leiv tohar b'roleh lekim. So you see that the word leiv is the chelik that's miyuchat for Torah, and that is what Torah is about. Vinyana, what is it? Shalei yiniach adamakam leyetze b'maisav. Afiliu kol maisav atzara chachma v'ayira le'altzara chet v'taiva. So the inyan is that a person's machshavas, even for things that are absolutely 100% mutter and toiv, they all need to be done for the right reason. And the Ramchal basically says two broad areas where this is relevant. The world of chulin, that even after precious, a person is still he's gotten his diet down to a glass of water and bread, so he still needs to have in mind his kavana for eating the bread and drinking the water needs to be l'shem shemayim, totally. And the second area is even in the world of mitzvahs, the person needs to be able to he needs to be able to do all the mitzvahs l'shem shemayim 100%. So if a person gives tzedakah and he has in mind some benefit, some recognition, something like that, it's lacking in tahara. That's how Ramchal defines the midah of tahara. The Rambam, coming from a very different part, from a very different angle, remarkably defines it almost exactly the same. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, as usual, at the end of any large section, he tends to give a Dvar Musa about the entire inyan, the entire section. At the end of Mikvos, he gives a type of overview, so to speak, a havana of a tam in inyanim of tum v'taira. And the Rambam says, Dovabor v'golu shatumas v'tairas yas akosavein. Tumas and tairas are yas akosav. V'einon midvorim shedaitash odom machra'atoi. It's not a type of inyan that a person's mind could actually have come up with it. It's not something that the mind is capable of dealing with it. Varehein mechlal achukim is part of chukim, and so on. And tvila, he says, also choik. He says tuma is not a physical dirt. It's not the water can't clean it. So tuma is also something that is not not the tuma nor the mikveh are physical. So what it's all something that it revolves around kavanas alev. He brings a halacha that you need to have kavanah to be tevil. We may not pass like it, but Rambam brings it like that, and he says ve'afal pikein, even though it's exeres hakosev remes esh bedava. There's a remes. He says just like a person who's mechaven liber letaher, he's mechaven his heart to be metaher. Even kimusha toval tohar, if he went into the mikvah's tohar, even though nothing changed in his guf, al pishon eschadish begufi dava, kach hamechavon libo letar nafshin tumas anafoshes, which are machshavas ha'oven v'deyas ha'roz, a person's machshavas of evil and bad deyas, kimusha yiskim libo lifresh moysen ha'etzis, ve'evi nafshin b'me'adas tohar. As soon as he decided to move away, and he has immersed himself in the mehadas, then the person is completely tohar. Now, so the Rambam says that the inyanim of tumah and tara, the physical inyan tumah and tara, are parallel to inyanim of deis and Roz, which was similar to what we call Midas, that's the Rambam's Lashon Deis Roz, Machshavas Oin, that when a person decides to be Mishabed to the Mehadas, the person is able to Mesalik it. He makes it parallel. In other words, Tara and Tumah, in the world of Averis is deals with the world of Machshavas and Ritzonos, which is uncannily the same as Ramchal. Both of them are Be'etzim, defining Tumah and Taira in the sense of Tshuva as being something that is deals with the world of Ritzonos, Machshavas, and so on. Let's try to understand why that is, what that is. The Ribbono Shel Olam created Adam with a guf and a neshama, with a chutz and a pnim, and he gave us the tzivuyim and mitzvahs that need to address the chutz and the pnim, because that's Tzuras Adam. Famous Chazal about Lasid Lava, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be done the neshama on the guf. The world of the Maisa in the mitzvahs, in the Kazayas Matzah, being eaten by my teeth, is that which deals with the Chelek of Guf. And that's one strata of where the world of mitzvahs is. The second strata is the person's nefesh, in the broad sense of the word. Person's machshavas, person's feelings, drives, everything about it. It can't be, if Adam is meant to be a guf and a neshama together, that is Tzuras Adam, that the world of mitzvahs applies to one without the other. And therefore each mitzvah and Torah b'chol yusa comes to a person's guf and neshama. The Maisa is his guf, and the ideas, values, everything about the pnimius of the mitzvah is shayach to the nefesh adam. So if a person does a Maisa mitzvah, he eats a gazayis matzah, and he's thinking and feeling, this is dreary, I wish I could be eating a bagel instead, then the person's basically has produced a mitzvah that the mice is perfect, as long as the person's v'chamashe mitzvah, the person says, listen, I have no choice, when I want to do it, I got to do it. But the person's whole panemius resists and maybe is antagonistic to it, then the person himself, then half of the person, and maybe the most important half of the person, is missing. So the world of mitzvahs includes two parts, and the world of averus include two parts. There's the ruach, and of we call it a neshama of it that refers to the teichin, to the pnim, and then the chutz, which is the maisa. In the Torah's world of Isurim, in Halacha, so most Isurim have a physical correspondence. Basar and Cholav is meat and milk. It has to be meat and has to be milk. A Treifa is a physical reality. It's some sort of hole or whatever it is in some place that's vital. And so on. The Isurim can be physically defined. Tumah and Tara is a world of halacha that does not have a physical correspondence to it. The Gemara calls it Hezek Shein and Nikar. Even if you put the sharetz on top of it, it's no heksha. It's something which has a physical, it does not have a physical mitzias. It's not defining a physical mitzias. And therefore, the world of Tumas and Tyrus in Halacha is dealing with, as much as we can understand, an intangible ruchniistic part of it. It's dealing with the ruchnius of Chafetzim. So, is this piece of meat kosher or treif? Is it chelev or shuman? That's a physical question. even shchita, it's a meiser shchita. Once it's shachut, whether it's an avela or not, the meat might look the same, but it starts with something. Tumah and taira could even be in an oil in a mace. There's zero physical mitzias over here, but it's something which is a ruchnistik. It relates somehow to the ruach on the chayfetz, and that's why we have a concept called the ruach tumah and a ruach taira. A ruach is something which is a non-physical part of our world. So in the world of Averis, we have the Averis that deal with the physical reality. Person ate something or didn't eat something they should have eaten. And then we have the Averis that deals with the Ruchnias. Let's take Avodah Zarah for a minute. The Lahei Necha Aretz, the Yaakov Avinu's telling him, Lahei Necha Shechem Vitaru. When a person worships Avodah Zarah, it's possible for him to do all the maisim that he's doing as a from person. The person could be doing tayyav mitzvahs. If in his mind he's doing it l'shem avodah zarah, he's oiv avodah zarah. Of course, it's kedarkoi, whatever, but tachlis, that's an oiv avodah zarah. So if we're to look in the world of mitzvahs and averis, the one that really deals with the teichin and machshava is avodah zarah, as opposed to other mitzvahs and averis. And that's why Tumah v'Taira can only be shaykh to that. How does that differ? How does this world of so-called ruchnistika averis differ from the world of more gufnistika averis? Two ways. One, l'mayn afgemina. If I have a friend of mine, and I treat him extremely well. I help him when he needs help. I give him parnasa if he needs parnasa. I smile at him. I treat him in every way. Our interface is wonderful. Down deep in my heart, I think he's a nudnik, and I wish he would bug off. So, yeah, of course, a shleimus of avas ches and so on. But tachlis, there really, really isn't a fault mitzad the other person. I could say he treated me 100% beseder. I can't find any fault in it. What's in his heart? What's in his heart doesn't go between two people. When a person is doing maisa mitzvahs and averis, bezin only can do mashen avroyas. There is no tshuva in bezin. You know, even if you did tshuva, you get malchus. And whatever you were thinking in your heart, it can't come before Besen. So even if that variable, let's say a person was over a zor in his heart, he did something, he did a maisa, but his kavana was him for the zor, but nothing about his maisa was over the zoradik. Besen has no shaykhus to it. The world of pnimius, of ruchnius, has no shaykhus to Besen, has no shaykhus to this world. But when a person turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam and is lifnei Hashem, so a person all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the talumos and sisrei nefesh kol chai, and hakol golav yadua lefanav, then what's in our heart is as real as what's in our hands and feet. And b'melet becomes a big tviya on a person. So the makom, the distinction, the sharp distinction between lies in the arena of this world, maise averis are be'ikar important in terms of guf, and in the deeper sense of lifnei Hashem, anytime I'm standing lifnei Hashem, then the pnim and the chutz are exactly equal, and maybe if Rachman Alibi Boy, that's maybe even more important, and that's where it becomes very significant. That's one nafgemina between the two. A second nafgemina lies in the tikkun hadvarim. The world of Maisa is totally given over to a person to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira, and as long as we have Bechira, that means the world of Maisa is 100% in our reach. We can or cannot do, unless Kadosh Baruch Hu, the real case in Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bechira. In the world of Machshavis, Chukis, Taivis, we can deal with it. We have tools of dealing with it, but be'etzem, that chelik comes from beyond. V'achochma me'ayin timotzei, the rishis machshavas of a person, the shroshim are usually beyond the person. Person self doesn't know why he's thinking like that. Person doesn't know why he wants this. It be'etzem at some point trails off to beyond, and it's not something that a person can on his own take care of. So we have all year round when it's not that relevant, this chelik of Aveira and Tshuva. And b'meila, Maisa Averis and require Maisa Tshuva, and that's how we deal with it. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to go in Lefnaya Lefnim. Lefnai Lefnim means this is the place where avodah is never done. So I have a question to ask. It says he goes in to be mechaper. What is he going in to be mechaper on? If he wasn't there, he's not there all year round. So when did they ever? When was there ever tum inside? Mele the kalim in the outside. The Beis HaMikdash, all the Avoid and so on, it's very shaykh that there was Tumah of Mikdash Kadoshav, and that needs Kapara. But the Kodesh Kadoshim don't go in, nobody ever goes into it, so there's no Tumah there. What's that Kapara? The answer is that just like a person has two Olamis, one inside the other, the Olam of Pnim and the Olam of Chutz, the Olam of Maisa and the Olam Achshava, the Beis HaMikdash is also like that. And there's a whole world of Maisim, Maisa Karbonis, and that's every part of Beis HaMikdash is something's doing. And there's one point which, even though it's cut off from the rest, and we don't go in there, but that represents the Chelek of, just like Adam has the his pnimius that's walled off from the outside, and yet it's the core component. So to the Kodesh Kadoshim reflects the das, the rutsenes, the chukos, the chayvis of Klal Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, the nuyim that we're given, they serve to pull us away from physical ritzonus. A person doesn't eat, doesn't care in relations, there's not no sicha, no rechitza. The person draws away from the ritzonus and taivas this world. The purpose of the nuyim is to allow a person to step back. That's one part of that tikkun. But there's another part. The only way in which a person can do tshuva and change in that pnimius is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. David HaMelech, when he was mispalel, specifically on a chet that had to do with taiva, he said, "Leif tohar broli alokim, v'ruach nochen chadesh bekirbi." In other words, this requires a bria. It requires something that is not in the realm of my asiya. A leiv tohar, the chelik of that leiv, and the tire of that leiv requires a bria. So when we're dealing with this, with the tikkun that is on Yom Kippur, the tshuva that's unique to Yom Kippur, there's an element of a Briya Chadasha. That's Rabbi Akiva's Deher. Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei miyatem etarim, mi metar eschem. There's an extraordinary paradox here. The only reason why we need to be metar ourselves is because it's lifnei havaya. Kol zman our matzev is not a lifnei havayadik matzev. There's no need to be metar. Once we have this matzev of standing lifnei Hashem, it requires a tairis halev of lifnei Hashem. So Akiva said, lifnei mi atem metarim, before whom I being metar yourself? Who's mechayev? Mi metar eschem, that same one is metar you. One cannot have the tairis halev without the Ribbono Shalom, because its sheirish comes from someplace else. Avichem shabashamayim. Sfarim say Avichem shabashamayim is the Pchinas Av, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like an Av is a sheirish of the Chiyas of a Ben. When we speak about Avichem shabashamayim, we're speaking about the Ribbono Shalom as a sheirish of the Chiyas of Kal Yisrael. So Rakiva was oimed on the extraordinary oimek of this day of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day when it's lifnei havaya. Ki bayoyim hazeh yechap aleichem. So there's a kapara, but this kapara is coming for something else. L'tayer eschem mikol chatzeichem. It's adding the dimension of tara in lifnei Hashem. It's adding dimension of Tara, it's Kapara, and then it adds dimension of Tara, which is the Ritzonis and the Chukis and Machshavas of a person. Lifnei Havaya Titaru, before Hashem, you will become Tahar, is both the Chiyuv and the Avtocha. The Chiyuv is Lifnei Miatem Etarim Eschem, that the reason why you need this Tara is because when you stand Lifnei Hashem, then the Pnimius stands as clear as the Chitzonius. And that's Mechayev, that Tahara. And all the tshuva and everything we've done all year round is waiting for this Tahara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's Metairas, because that level of Tahara, the level where a person's Machshavas and Chitzonius become good, is only Shach Satir Shmaya. There's a pasuk that says, Keitzei Machshavas Leva Odom Rak Ra Kol Hayoim. A person's Machshavas are Rak Ra Kol Hayoim. Mitzad the Ulm of Machshavas a person, Kol Hayoim. There's a day when it's Rak Ra, and Kibayoim Hazer, and this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metair also. The Tahara on this Bayoim Hazer is the Kapara on the Rak Rak Kol Hayoim. In Kippur we stand without a Beis HaMikdash, but whatever in Yonim are gone is Yom Kippur, in some ways gone is for us today also. It means on the one hand we stand Lifnei Hashem, and our sense of Cheshbon HaNefesh needs to be a Cheshbon HaNefesh of Pnim of a person. What are my Ratzonis? What are my Machshavas? What are my Deis? And so on. It's an incredibly difficult Chesh Nefesh, because it's a whole new dimension that we don't emphasize so much all year round. And it's also very, very difficult, because how does a person change who he is, what he is, what he wants, what he thinks, what he would like? You're talking about the core of your person. So yes, you can influence it, you can learn Musa, but b'choleifin. The same Ribbono Shalom that is the one that obligates, that being in his presence obligates us to change, is the one who gives us that hashpah. Shreichem Yisrael, lifnei miyatem etarim, before whom is it that you mechuyev to be tahar? Mi metayer eschem? That's the one who is metayer eschem. Avichem shel shemayim. Have this siyata l'shmaya that's needed for the taras halev, and be zeichet to leiv tor bro lekim v'ruach nochen chadesh bekirbi.